the garden statue. The lady of the house pays me not to move. It isn't enough for her to have garden statues made of stone. To have a genteel party, there must be living statues. There are three others like me at this party, all dressed in the same gray. The garden bench is hard as spring breezes brush against my face. A bee buzzes, but I cannot gasp or flinch. The others are seated equally uncomfortably on the ground and clustered around a stone vase. I don't know their names. I never do. We don't talk to each other. We just try not to breathe. I feel a sneeze coming on. The garden flowers are fragrant, lush, and full of pollen. I've done this often enough to keep from sneezing. I take shallow breaths until the urge passes. My neighbor by the sundial isn't so lucky. He sneezes. His pay will be docked. He won't get any leftover finger sandwiches or port in a tiny glass. The lady of this garden won't make eye contact with him. To her, a glance means as much as money. I remain still. The heat begins to crack the gray makeup on my face and hands. It is all for 2 shillings at day's end. 2 shillings. The price of bread, an orange, 2 apples, a chicken from the butcher, a handful of green beans, milk, flour, sugar, salt. The price of my dignity. The price of keeping my stomach from growling. I imagine that chicken cooking. I smell roasted chicken instead of the garden's overpowering lavender, roses, and cyclamen. A guest sits next to me. The chicken smell evaporates. Another guest arrives and they talk loudly, but not with me. I'm only there to decorate the bench, as is a conversation for 2. Their expensive perfume overpowers the garden's flowers. The lady of the house nods at me as she greets her guest. I've done my job well and can tell she's pleased. When I take my 2 shillings at the night's end, my employer hands me a nosegay of flowers with the usual leftover tiny sandwiches. She thinks it's a reward, but I have no need for flowers. I take them without looking her in the eyes. They won't fill my stomach. They only smell of chicken.